you faint not. Sadly, some folks sometimes give up on God. And we know that if they were ever a child of grace, they'll always be a child of grace. Mm-hmm. If God has ever loved them, they're still His.
That's right.
But there are those who give up on God.
Mm-hmm.
They make shipwreck of their faith. They lose out on a lot of joys in this world. And that's what Paul's talking about here. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. If we faint, if we give up on God, we'll miss a lot of joy in this life. But there's something I want you to notice there about what he says, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Brother Sam, do you think the Lord's ever given Brother Kenneth one of your blessings?
No. Give him me.
Okay. And what if the Lord gave Brother Kenneth one of your blessings? It might not suit him.
And I'd come up short.
There you go. But my point is, in due season, we shall reap. God doesn't just indiscriminately pour out blessings.
No.
Everything He does in blessing His people are specifically suited to the needs of the recipient.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically. Couldn't be any better. So when you... In due season, we shall reap. In due season, when you reap what is suited for you. Which could be very different than you. And very different for you. But it's just what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That God is able to do that.
Right.
And that God does that.
And all at one time.
All in one time. He could pour out blessings on this whole room of folks.
Yeah.
And it would be
different blessings
in a way that you need.
Yeah.
Even the whole world. One
time. That's right. That's right. That's just amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. That's our God.
And it's so easy just to skip over or read over that and not get the fact that when we do reap, it's exactly what we need. It's not somebody else's blessing. It's not something he did some point before and it worked, so he's doing it again.
No.
He gives us exactly what he chooses is best for each one
mm-hmm.
of us
mm-hmm.
when it pleases
yeah.
him in due season.
That's right.
It might be today for you. It might be tomorrow for you. It might be whatever. Because there's times when we're not ready for a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
We think we are, but there's times when there's something else that needs to happen in our life, maybe, that we can appreciate.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
When it does come.
That's right. That's right.
And so there's just a multitude of things at play, and yet God knows exactly what He's doing.
Mm-hmm.
In due season.
Mm-hmm.
You might reap.
No.
That's not what he said.
No.
Due season you shall reap if you faint not. We got such a good God.
Amen.
We've got such a powerful God. We've got an all-knowing God. We've got the one true and living God. In due season, when it pleases Him. I'm sure there's been prayers that we've offered up from time to time. Some of you maybe for many years. And it didn't please God to provide it
right.
then,
right.
but He did later.
Right.
It's possible we may have even questioned God. Lord, why? A lot of times we're tempted to say, why not me?
Yeah.
But again, the remedy for all of that is to remember the Lord, remember His goodness, remember His mercy, remember what He's already given us, remember what He's blessed us to learn thus far, and remember that there's plenty more for us to learn. So as Paul was closing out that wonderful lesson on the resurrection, verse Corinthians 15, after he speaks about, but thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory
right.
through our Lord and Savior Jesus. If you remember that, that would help you a lot. Just that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, therefore be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Anything you'd like to add to that?
And I was talking about time, finding out what we're living.
That's right.
When you mentioned David, when Ziklag, you know, like I said, the people, they wanted to stone him. You know, he was king. Like everybody was against him. But it did say that he encouraged himself in the Lord.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that, did I?
No.
Good.
But he encouraged himself in the Lord, seeking the one who is able to help. Even if everybody on the planet is against you.
Good point.
It helped. His present help in time of need.
Yeah.